Thank you for listening to today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about our church and our ministry, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org. We pray that you were both blessed and encouraged by today's message.
Everybody say, Lord. Whack the pastor. More Lord. Yep, just get him, Lord. God's just raising up something here. He's stirring up something here. That the song that you just did, that you wrote, yeah, that was rocking. Please keep doing that and invite me to your CD release party. When's your CD coming out? Okay, maybe like 9 months. So Lord, we just call in like the songs and the music and the sound that's on your life and that you guys carry as a couple and as a family. And I just bless that and honor that, because that is just, it's like the drumbeat of heaven. Like you guys just release it wherever you are, just in your life, but it comes out through music. So thank you. And yeah, we like you guys a lot. Hey, let's share some testimonies from what happened this afternoon. How does that sound? Mike, where's Mike? Come on up. And I heard Tina's got a good testimony. Is she around? Right there. Yeah, do you want to come up and share your testimony? If we have a couple other people who have testimonies from this afternoon, we went out and did creative outreach in the park. And we just had some fun out there just blessing people and just want to get you guys a chance to hear the good things that God did today. So if anybody else who is with us today has something on your heart you want to share, you're welcome to come on up, join the queue. And we'd love to release the testimony. So tell us what happened today, Mike.
Well, we went on everybody been on one of those treasure hunts? Well, we went on one together this afternoon and over to, I don't know what the name of that park, Elk, I guess it's Elm Creek Park, Lions Park, okay. And so we went over there and looked around and we started getting set up and we looked for people that might be, you know, available to work. To whack, yeah. See, and we looked around. It was hardly, you know, there was a couple ladies over here sitting over in on the right, and then there were some guys doing some skateboarding. So I walked over by the skateboard, and one of the clues we had was green shoes. So we're looking for somebody who has green shoes. And all right, there's a guy. Course, on look, first guy I look at, he's on that's skating on the skateboard. He has green tennis shoes on. I said, well, you know, it looks like this is the real thing here. This is the target is right there, you know. So I waited till he got done. I don't know, he stopped for a while, and I called him over and said, hey, come here for a minute. I want to talk to you. I said, you know what? You're a treasure. And he goes, I am. I go, yeah, you're a treasure. I said,
this is why we call it treasure hunt, not scavenger hunt. Yeah, treasure hunt.
He says, why am I a treasure? I said, why? Because you got green shoes on. And we were looking for somebody with green shoes. And he goes, oh, okay. And so we, you know, we told him that, you know, we just want to, he said, what are you guys up to? We said, we just want to bless you, you know, and just tell you that God loves you. And he goes, oh, that's good. And I said, well, could we just prophesy over you? And he goes, sure. And we laid hands on, we're telling him how much God loves him and how much God thinks of him. And he goes, oh, man. And he says, you know, he says, man, he says, I just got out of jail a couple of days ago, and this is the best news I've ever heard in a long time. I've never heard such kind words like this. And I go, oh, good. And we're so glad. And I go, okay. I says, by the way, how would you like to have all your sins forgiven? He goes, yeah, I would love that. I said, well, let's ask Jesus right now into your life and to forgive all your sins that he died for on the cross. All of your sins are going to be cleaned away. He goes, I'm all in. And and he prayed the prayer with me and received the Lord and was just beautiful. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Woohoo! So that made the outreach worth it. That was like within the first like 15 minutes, Mike heads over to the skate park. So Mike, what happened? Well, I just met this guy. He just got out of jail and yeah, he just got saved. Awesome. Good. Good job. He's like, well, that's what you guys told me to do. I mean, that's what the sheet says. Find your treasure. Pray with them. Like, you followed instructions very well. Good job. We will all go and do likewise. So, God, we just thank you, Lord, for that treasure, Lord, and that soul saved today. And now Mike said you had an awesome testimony and that he talked to you about sharing something God did in your life this weekend. So let's hear about it.
Okay. God is good. I have been contending for my lungs, and God had given me about 60% of that healing. But the word last night was that she had a word for someone's lungs in this church. And I went up for prayer, and there was actually a picture, too, that I put on my chest. And as I breathed in the breath, I could feel the light, not lightness, the light of God breathing into my lungs and breathing out. And the thing with emphysema is you can't breathe out. That old stale air gets trapped in. But it all came out. And I believe, I'm testifying, I am healed 100% that Jesus is Lord and God and God. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And one more thing to witness to that 100% is I have been dancing. I am covered with sweat and I stink, but I can breathe. And I have my breath. Yes! Jesus!
Okay, so what we're going to have you do, because you just got this huge breakthrough and we're celebrating with you, so I'm just going to have you release that for everyone here. So if you guys, whatever area of your life you need a breakthrough in, something you're contending for yourself personally, for somebody else, the root word of the word testimony means do it again. So she's just going to release what God's given her, and we're just going to receive that for us, for our community, for our church, for Elk River. So just release what you got, girl.
What you got, give it away. Oh, Lord, I thank you, and I release over this congregation for every healing that's needed, every need, every part, every darkness of Satan. You are healed. Come out. You take that healing. I was healed. I was set free, and so are you. I release that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I live for that. That's what I give my life for. That's what I give my life for. Oh, man. I forgot my testimony. You know, we got to the park today, and there was nobody there. So I thought, well, I'm going to jump in my car, and I'm going to go to the other park. And there was nobody there. So then I went to another park, and there was nobody there. And I came back, and while I was gone, just all sorts of people showed up. And you guys are just having a great time ministering to people and doing balloons and all that. But what I want to share is during the writer's thing that Nathan did, or Nathaniel, I'm sorry, that Nathaniel did, he just told a bit of a story about how it's really the light shining through your life, and you're kind of like a prism, and the natural outcoming can be writing of his light shining through in your uniqueness. And as he was talking about that, for me, it just made so much sense, and it's like I felt that happen to me. There is a shift in my understanding. There's a shift in my spirit. There's a shift in my thinking. And I went on to write something. It was just really easy to do. And but then we went to the music one with Matt. Matt's gone. But Matt was just sharing some things. And, you know, just kind of like Matt does, just kind of shares and just kind of rolls on. And I just started having these visions of just kind of some things that I knew were really important to me and important to the body here. And he's just sharing, you know, out of worship and how worship is what it is. But that's, you know, those are things that sometimes can be bypassed if we don't pay attention. We can think that, oh, that's just, you know, the great lunch that I had, or you can, last night's pizza. But really, what we need to start to understand and to hear and catch the subtle shifts that happen in the spirit, yeah. and then go for it. So I just want to encourage us. I mean, that there are some really significant things that happened just during those times. So.
Really good. Thank you, Dave. Pastor Dave. Huh. You guys got something to share? Good. Come on down. The price is right. You don't even have to pick door number 1, 2, or 3.
Well, me and Judith have a testimony together. I decided to be on the drawing team where you go, oh, can I draw you a picture? And then you kind of draw what you think God is giving you and just give them words of encouragement. And I didn't really felt led to draw any pictures for the skateboarders. I felt really weird about that, but I kept looking off to like the other park and thinking, well, maybe God wants me to go there. And I told Judith I'm going to go over there. And so we're walking down there, and there's like four kids on the park, and there's two moms. And Judith is telling me on the way that she hasn't found her treasure hunt yet. And so I find the first mom, and I'm like, oh, we have face painting and balloons down there, and we're with Living Waters Church if you want to go over there. And I'm drawing pictures for kids. Can I draw for your kids? And so I drew for her two kids, and then I was looking for the other mom. And so I went and asked her, and she's like, oh, yeah. And so I went and drew for her kids, and the girl said her favorite animal was a cat. And I took the purple marker, and he kind of gave me a design that I wouldn't draw typically of myself for a cat. And the girl really liked it, and I said, well, God says that I was supposed to use purple because you're very passionate.
Well, that's good.
And then for the little boy, I drew him a shield and put fire in the middle. I just told him that God says that you're very strong, and that's the way he made you, and you're very bold. And his face just lit up. Oops, sorry, lit up. And so then, in the meantime, Judith is talking to the mom, and let her share her part.
I'm sitting there visiting with the mom, getting acquainted, and thinking, you know, there's got to be an opportunity here. And interestingly enough, when I asked her if there was anything I could pray for her for, she said, well, it has been the worst week of my life. And her husband had just left her. The two little twins that Shauna drew for don't even know that he's not coming back yet. And she just has a lot ahead of her. And so I began to pray for her. And so out of that, you know, it was drawing pictures. And when the little girl brought the cat over and said that the girl told her she was full of passion, the mother said, oh, yeah, you are passionate about everything. So it was a nice confirmation for Shauna. Yeah. But it was just neat how God turned out something that was such a need. And now I have her name and her phone number, and I can follow up with her. And she's very open to that.
Wow. That's awesome, ladies. Thank you so much. Isn't it amazing? When we just make ourselves available, God just shows up. And I love it when we set aside time and we go out and we see what God does. But I think part of the purpose of that is we just realize that if we just do that on a regular basis, then we just have divine appointments all the time. When we're at the grocery store, I mean, sometimes we'll make cards ahead of time. Just have a little thing in your, you know, your wallet or your purse to give to somebody. You see somebody and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember I have this little note card with me. I have this thing. I feel like that's for you. Sometimes just carrying something prompts you to step out in boldness, or you don't need anything. You can just step out and just share with them. But when we go and we do out these outreaches, you know, it's just a lifestyle. And that's already how you guys live. That's already your heart. That's already what you're doing here. But we just, when we do it purposely, then we gather some more testimonies we get to share, and it builds our faith and encouragement to say, hey, let's do this again. So tell us what you got.
Hi. When I went there today, I was like, the park was empty, and I was like, oh, great. So I'm rolling my eyes, kind of like, what are we doing here? And
nice paint, by the way.
Thanks. Lily did that. She did both of them. And anyway, so I'm like, oh, man, like, come on. There's just a bunch of, like, middle school skateboarders over there and whatever. And it was just my bad attitude. But and then all of a sudden you went over there and I don't know what you said, but all of a sudden I turn around and she's like, hey, they're going to help us with the face painting and that. So all these middle school, high school kids come over and they want some of them wanted face painting and some of them wanted balloons and all that. And I was like, wow, God, this is really cool. And it was just neat to see how the love of Christ just flowed on those kids and they were accepting of it. And then I went over to the skateboard park and was just, like, praying for them, you know, just silently. And then I went back over to the face painting, and it was cool because this testimony you just gave, I painted those kids' faces, both of the kids, and it was Emma and William. And I had no clue that they were having their father left, but I just have a heart to tell kids, God loves you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And I told them I told Emma, I said, if you ever have, like, where you're just in, you don't know, or you're just in pain, you can cry out to God. You can just call out to God, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And so it's cool to know that I didn't know, but God did. So.
Yay, Jesus. As she's coming out, I'm just going to share another one, too. The skateboard kids, like, they're completely open. Like, we went over there and start talking to them. It's like, hey, have you ever felt the presence of God before? One kid's like, well, yeah, I was at a fast food place one time, and, like, somebody prayed for me. He's like, it was kind of cool. I'm like, well, do you want to feel it again? He's like, well, yeah. And this other friend's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, you should try this. It's cool. And the kid I'm talking to, he has a mustache painted on him. His nickname is Hitler. And I'm like, no, you're a leader. Like, let's flip that, you know. In the prophetic, if you ever get anything negative, flip it and make it a positive, and that's a prophetic good declaration. So we're talking to these kids. Who wants to feel the presence of God? They're like, sure, I do. So we just do the put your hand out thing. So we do this, put your hand out, and then just say, you know, say, Holy Spirit, come. And then you just see, like, what you feel. And then, like, we're just, you know, I'm just praying, releasing the presence, and just see, you know, what the person feels. Do you feel anything?
Yeah.
What do you feel?
The energy coming.
So the kids are like, they're like, whoa, that's like really hot. You know, and the one kid's like, I can barely hold up my hand. You know, and it's like, well, that's God. And he's touching you because you're his son and he loves you and he's a good dad. And, you know, this one kid, I just got to speak into his life. It's like, do you know how incredible you are? Like, you don't have to be like anybody else. And I just, it's like I got a moment to just look him in the eye and just speak to him before he got so uncomfortable as, you know, 14-year-old kid at the skate park and some random girl's talking to him that he ran away and went with his friends. But the seeds were planted there. And I just want to encourage you guys. I mean, like, I can look at those kids and be like, oh, whatever, they're just making trouble. Or, you know, what are they doing? It's like, you know what? We are also valuable. They're also valuable. And God gives us different strategies for how to engage different people. I love the face painting and the balloons. It's a good way to engage folks. Some people, you just need to be present and just say, hey, what's up? How's it going? How's your day? The whole have you ever felt the presence of God thing before is cool and fun, and I encourage you to try it with your friends. And we'll just do it sometimes with my friends just to feel like, okay, let's see how we feel the presence of God on our body. Sometimes we'll draw pictures. We'll, like, hold them over somebody's head and see what they feel being released. Like, we've drawn pictures of water being released and put it over somebody's head, and they can feel it even though they can't see it. Or just, like, you know, like, just have somebody stand there with their eyes closed and just pray and release over them and just move your hand around. I don't know. It's like experimentation time with the Lord. If we can learn to recognize his presence when he's on us, then when we're purposeful doing that, when he comes on us, just when we're out and about throughout our day, we'll realize, okay, Lord, I can sense you now. I've felt this before. I'm aware this is you. So my radar's out here, Lord. What's going on? Am I supposed to release something? Is there somebody here to pray for? Sometimes people feel tingling in their body. They feel something else. I just want to encourage you, just be aware of how you feel God in your physical body. Experiment with that. Have fun with that. Experiment with that with art, creativity. Different colors release different things. There's different, you know, the base building blocks of life are actually made up of color. And so sometimes we'll paint things with our eyes closed, or you just put your hands around different colors, see what you feel. It's not new agey weird stuff. God created all of these things. So let's just experiment. Light, fragrance, color, scent, sound, fabric, texture. I know people that read a Bible verse and then they weave it. I know people that see shadow on paper, they trace the shadow, pictures come out. I know people that put clay, they saran wrap their steering wheel, put clay on it, they sculpt as they drive so they can't see it. I don't know if I recommend that safety-wise, but they call forth the essence of what's in the clay where they can't see it, and by the time they arrive somewhere, there's actually a sculpture that's created, but they sculpted how they felt versus how they saw. There's so many different ways to participate, and some of what we've been trying to do while we're here is give specific tools, but there's no box. So we're going to be dreaming, you know, with God tonight for some more different things, but I better let Deborah share her testimony or I'll keep going. Tell us what happened today, wonderful, mighty woman of God. She drew like 10,000 pictures for people. Like, everywhere else, like, can you draw a picture? How about you draw a picture? And I think, I don't know if you have writer's cramp, but you did an excellent job today. You all did an excellent job today.
Well, I don't know if the one you're talking about was Richard, the one that you said got uncomfortable and left.
Yeah,
okay, well, I drew a picture, but then he left, and I didn't give it to him. But the picture was a blue box, and then there was a orangish-yellow spot in the middle with these, like, lightning bolts coming out, because I felt like he felt like he was in a box, and God wanted him to come out of that. You know, like, he felt he was contained. So I felt like, oh, because I kept looking at him and looking at him going, what do you want? I didn't want to just draw something. I wanted it to be, and I finally got it. And then they zipped away. And they jumped in the car, and then I remembered that the first person I drew a picture for was his friend, Alex. But I didn't originally draw it for him. I just went, okay, Lord, I'm going to just draw a picture, and then you're going to show me who to give it to. And it was multicolored sort of lightning bolts going down the page, and then a heart in the middle. And when I saw him, he had this bright, kind of like the color of the reserved signs. There was a bright yellow shirt on, and I looked at him, and I just said, what's your favorite color? And he said, white. And I said, oh, that's interesting. White is the presence of all color. Either that or it's the absence of all color. I can't remember. But I said it was the presence of all color. And then I said, you look kind of creative. Do you consider yourself creative? He goes, yeah. I said, well, that's interesting. You look like you have a pretty big heart. Like, you really care about people. And he's like, yep. And I'm like, cool. And I said, okay, so this is what I drew. And I turned it around, and he's like, wow, I'm going to keep that. I'm going to put that on my wall. And so he folded it up real nice, stuck it in his pocket. And then I said, can I put your name on it? And so I wrote his name on there. Well, then later, I remembered Alex. Because then I went, the second person next to him was Richard. And I said, can I draw a picture? No. Are you sure? No. So he did not want a picture, and I knew that. So you're going, he wants, I go, no, he doesn't. And you're like, oh, God's all over him. And so I went over to Alex later, and I said, hey, Alex, is Richard a friend of yours? And he goes, yeah. And I said, I have a picture for him. Could you give it to him? Cool. And I told him what it was, and he goes, I don't know if he'll take it, but I'll give it to him. And I'm like, that's okay. God knows. I don't even think I said God knows. I said, the picture will explain itself. He'll know what it means. And so I just left it at that.
Sweet.
And but all day long, I just have to say that God is just doing an amazing recreation and letting out everything that has been stuffed down inside of me. And I painted a picture in the second, I did a lot when I was in here, and there was a picture that was from Ecuador and all that. And then I painted a picture, and it was a cloud and a drop coming out of heaven, and it was out of the heart of God and it hit the water and splashed up. And I just, all morning, that had been an image. Whoa. Woo. This is weird. I'm seasick. Wow. And I felt like I was supposed to give it to somebody. And so then we stood in the two lines across from each other, and we were praying, and I was praying for Shauna, and Shauna was praying for me. And when I put my hands over her hands, I just felt God weeping over her and for her. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'm just a weepy person, and I tend to do that. And I said that I felt like God was crying and knew her pain, and then she just broke down. She's had a very stressful time at work. And then I just immediately knew that she was supposed to have the picture and the painting, and I ran and got it and explained it. And I just want to say, Shauna, that I just see how God has already, you know, that drop that goes in, the image I had was that it's God pouring down for one specific person, but that every one of you can take that, and then it ripples. And so today, every one of us has had a ripple that has gone out, but the whole canvas was blue except the top, and it was like a river. So that one drop, you are all a drop, but you all become part of the river. And I've seen Shauna being released in joy and just being so full and being, you know, so I'm so excited about what God's doing, and I need to get my paints out. And my drum, I took my drum, and as I was running out the door this morning, I was like, I need my drum. I don't know why I need my drum. I don't feel like playing it, but I need my drum. And I shoved it in the car, and we get there, and we're like, we need a guitar or something, because there was nothing to, like, make. No, I have a drum. And so Nathaniel bless his heart, played an amazing, I don't know how long he played it, for an hour straight. Yeah. He just was having a wild time. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you can play the drum that I brought, because I could never have played it that long or that well. So anyway, that was exciting, because even in those little things where you grab something before you go out the door, you don't know why you grab it. There's a reason. And so the drum wasn't for me, but it was for him. And that brought, people heard it like all over the place. And so, praise God.
So that shifted things, just the sound of that. So yeah, Deborah, we just bless you and just thank you for sharing and all that you stepped out in. The word I just have for you is metamorphosis. And it's like, even if there's times where things have felt like, whoa, like the butterfly, when it goes through metamorphosis out here, it actually kind of like liquefies inside, and then it gets completely recreated, and then it comes out. And it's like the process is like, it's the coming out, wings spreading, they're drying. And so just spread your wings and fly, woman. That's what you're doing. You can do one more quick one. And then I'm going to call the painters up. If you painted, if you got a painting up here you haven't released yet, we're going to have our painters come up and just briefly release just what each image has created, so that we can release that. We're prophesying in releasing into us here, into Living Waters Church, and also just into Elk River and the region. So as we're sharing, painters, go ahead and come up. I'm going to move you over here, and we're going to have our painters grab your painting and kind of line up on this side and take us away.
So, like, and the butterfly kind of spurred this off because, okay, so we had this training for balloon making, right? 15 minutes, you get to learn how to make a sword and a princess thing, helmet, crown, that's what it was. And in my extensive training, I had also learned how to make a dog in my past, right? So I made a dog and a sword and a princess crown. So I get this little girl, about this tall. She comes up to me, says, "You make me a butterfly." A butterfly. I'm going, little girl, you make me a butterfly. I'm like, I can't make you a butterfly, sweetie. And so Kristen, she's like, I'll try to make you a butterfly. She's, you make the balloons, I'll make you a butterfly. And, you know, she's working hard to try to make this butterfly. And the little girl, she's like, and I looked at her and I said, so is a butterfly beautiful when it starts? And she goes, no. She goes, but butterflies come from caterpillars. And I said, yeah. And I said, so, but when the butterfly changes in the metamorphosis, I said, so when the butterfly changes, I said, it becomes something beautiful. Do you think butterflies are beautiful? And she says, yeah. She goes, I love butterflies. Or bubberflies. It wasn't butterflies. It was bubberflies. Kristen's still trying to make the butterfly, and the balloons are popping and everything else. But it didn't matter, because I just said, you know what else is beautiful? I said, you're beautiful. And God thinks that you're beautiful. And her face just kind of lit up. And so I think Kristen came up with like a figure eight or something that kind of looked like a butterfly, but but it blessed the little girl, so it was awesome.
It's a good word. And you guys, you know there's that testimony in Acts where it says handkerchiefs were taken from, is it Peter or Paul? Paul's body, and they brought healing. So the anointing, the glory, you know, what was on him actually got on a physical object and it released it to somebody else. So when we create things, we actually create it with the intentionality that that's actually releasing like a time bomb of blessing to somebody. They're taking it into their home. There's going to be a shift in the atmosphere there. I mean, it's like God's in us. He's on us. He's in us for us and on us for others. And he's getting on the stuff that we're doing. But create out of that intentionality. When we write those songs, we're writing songs to be the banner cry of this next generation. People are going to sing those songs. They're going to get stuck in their head as they're driving down the road on the radio, and it's going to shift marriages and families. And I want to encourage us, whatever creative process we enter into, like take a moment and purpose your heart towards the difference that it's going to make and what you're releasing. You're going to release out of a different place. We still do the child like, hey, let's have fun and just, you know, create. But you're a child of the King, so whatever you create, it's got glory on it. Speaking of being children of the King and bringing glory, we got Ben right here. And Ben, can you tell us about your picture and what's going on with this, what you were seeing when you painted it?
I don't really know like that much. God just gave me a picture of that, and like it was different at first, but then as I was like painting it, it just changed it to the way that I thought it would be like. And then I kind of thought it was like the way that God saw the resurrection, pretty much.
Wow. So it's a painting about resurrection life.
Yeah.
And all the words we're getting about being colorful. Yeah, here we go.
So when I saw this painting, I think it's amazing, by the way. And when I saw it from an angle, the way you painted this, this actually reminded me of Joseph's coat of many colors. And if you know anything about Joseph, you know, he was the one who had dreams. And he had all these dreams, and the Lord just kept giving him dreams and dreams and dreams. And then finally, you know, his dreams came true, and he brought, you know, salvation really to the land in the time. So when I saw it, I thought it was, like you say, like a picture of the resurrection, but I felt it's a word for the resurrection of dreams that have been dead. So I love it.
Now, do you want to keep it, or do you want to give this away to somebody? Okay, so Ben's going to pick somebody to give this picture away to, and he'll bring it to you. So you can think about that a little bit, or you can do it now. Okay. Let's come on down this way. Show us what you got. This is gorgeous. Wow.
As I was praying about the conference this weekend, I just had this puzzle piece. And what I got from it was actually for you and your team. But that because I can relate to this because I love puzzles, but how you have a box of puzzles, if you find one piece, I mean, what's your first thought? If it's just a piece, well, where are the rest? And each one of us is a piece of the puzzle, of the whole picture. But alone, we're missing, like, some of the words, you know. We need connection with each other. And as all of us find, you know, how it is we express that, and we come together and we get have a picture of God. And the more of us come together in unity, the world can see more and more, you know, a clear picture of who God is. Yeah. And then I thought about if you've ever put together a puzzle and one piece was missing, that, you know, it's kind of like, yeah. So the importance of each one, everybody, you know, in each individual, how important you saying
preach
who
it.
You are. So.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah.
To you
and your team.
Yes, all right. So we're going to bring this to the house. This is going up on the wall of the house, the gift from Elk River. And it's, we each need to be us because we're the only us we've got. And we each need to be our piece of the puzzle. It would be sad to miss one. Thank you so much.
Yay.
All right, let's go. We're going to go on this side. Nathaniel.
So, as I was painting this one, the first thing that I was getting on it was just the explosion in the middle, and I was I wanted to paint something with a tree on it too, but ultimately what I was feeling on it was like this is an explosion of life. Like the tree on it is supposed to be the tree of life, and the fruit is the fruit of life. And actually, like, I tried to paint the trunk of the tree so it was kind of shaped a little like a door, and Jesus is standing in the door, like, and all of this just explosion of life and explosion of the kingdom is coming out of this like gateway into heaven in the middle of it, and it's coming out in the fire and the love and the royalty, and blue is wisdom and revelation, and it's all just like driving out the darkness and bringing in the yellow around the outside. The gold is like the kingdom all just exploding, invading. And it's at the same time, I think that it's like it's a glimpse of what God's releasing, but at the same time, like it's almost like it looks kind of like the shape of an eye. Like it's a vision inviting us into a reality at the same time.
Wow.
So I want to give it away. And it, the person that I felt like the Lord was maybe highlighting to me was lady in kind of a, I don't know what to call the pattern of your shirt, kind of a zebra pattern shirt. Would you like this?
In the
You girl? Yes.
There we go. All right. Okay. So Nathaniel's going to give you this piece and just pray over you and just bless you with that. Yay. Lots of gifts and surprises. All right. Mandy, show us your beautiful piece and tell us about it.
This was a huge stretch for me. I've never painted anything this huge or with brushes that big. but it's the kingdom of God coming down on us. And this represents the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus. And it's surrounded by the yellow, which is the heaven encounter, and the royalty, because that's who we are. We are the royal priesthood. And it's directed with this flow or this river of grace towards this heart that's becoming alive. And then around the top and on the sides, it says something, but I don't remember what it says. it is enough. I paid the price. The price is not yours to bear.
Why don't we go put it, let's put Ben's piece and your piece back over here. They're going to think about what they're going to do with them, and that way we can keep them on display. And I just want to thank you for stepping out and doing that. That's a powerful piece with the words and what, you know, you can just feel that just reverberating as she speaks, as she shares, and what that's releasing. So like Genesis, God speaks, he creates, and still keeps creating. We'll just let the creation waft off the images. And we're going to hear from Joanne.
Well, I'm going to call this one the creativity tree. Thank you. The word that I had first heard when I had started painting it was breaking the boundaries or breaking the hindrances. And I didn't know actually it was going to end up being a tree, so that's kind of news to me. But I like it. It's wonderful. And I just feel like it really declares just a new perspective in the creative realm, really a breaking free of tradition and of even the religious structure around creativity. For me, bubbles always represent heaven, so I like the heaveniness of it. And I would actually like to give it to you guys, Dave and Susie. I'd like to dedicate it to Living Waters just as a prophetic declaration to you guys that there is going to be a breaking forth of barriers here in the creative realm. So I would like to present you with the creativity tree.
And this is a first fruits of the word about, I want to make sure it's dry too, so it doesn't, is it all dry, so it doesn't get on anything? Oh, okay, that washes out. Whoops. And this is a first fruit of that word she gave earlier today about the walls being covered with the picture, so it's our little down payment into that. Let's move on down, guys. How you guys doing? You having fun hearing from our painters? Let's give them a round of applause here.
Well, the water design I created a couple years ago, and recently I've been really feeling like I wanted to paint it. So that's kind of what I started out with. I didn't know what I was going to do. And as I started doing the water design, the Lord gave me the idea for the red. And it just, to me, the red means the blood of Jesus, and the water means the Holy Spirit and him washing over us. So we're washed by the blood.
So we can display it while you think about it. That's awesome. Yay! The water and the blood. Oh, I'm just going to sit here and bask in all these images, guys. It's powerful. All right.
Okay. I actually was so excited because I woke up this morning and I had part of this picture. And this is my first time to do it, so that was really cool. God is so faithful. So I when I woke up, I saw a picture, and being poured down, being poured out the Holy Spirit, and a new thing. And so then I'll try to explain this. Here is the gates of heaven are opened wide. So it's pouring down the Holy Spirit and this new thing it's doing. And here I saw this, and as I'm driving, he's just showing me this tapestry, and this is my attempt at a tapestry. But this is pouring down into this tapestry, but for this person, this tapestry, this corner is flipped to the back of the tapestry. And the back of a tapestry, we all know, looks real yucky. It looks real chaotic, and it doesn't look pretty. And so I had the feeling that at times, or maybe now, you're looking at your life, and you're just thinking, what about these things that I think I'm going to do in the Lord, and I just see this mess and this chaos? Well, it's not. The Lord says it's a beautiful tapestry, and it's the season that he's pouring out into you this beautiful thing. And the green is for the new beginning. This up here is just the glory of God, and his blood is what it's all about, and his blood is dripping down all over this tapestry. And I believe, I don't know you, but I just felt the Lord wanted me to give it to you in the yellow shirt.
Yeah. So she's got this picture for you, and you can just, if you just want to release, just pray a blessing over her for that peace. All right, this is my wonderful mama, and we have one more fabulous artist. Come on down, ladies. God's hands. Nice shirt. All right, Mom, tell us about your piece. I'm going to hold it up so we can all see it. I'm going to give you the microphone. Ready?
There you go.
Hold it up. Do you want me to hold it up?
Okay, I think. All right. This is a healing piece, and nice. The yellow gold is a glory. So it was painted in the glory as we were singing about the glory. The red is the blood of Jesus. And then there's just, okay, this is like going, okay, you can look at it different ways. Because this is going upward and onward with God, or you can turn it to the side, it's going forward, or this way is going deeper into the love of Jesus. So you can look at it whichever way you want to. And it's for Bob. Well, Alice, if you want to give it to Bob. And I was praying over it as I was painting it for healing for his back. And he can decide how he wants to look at it.
Awesome. Way to go. This day was all made possible by this woman right here. And my dad's here too. It's Julie and Al. Thanks, guys. And this painting was made possible by this fabulous woman right here.
Nice. Yeah. I'm Brittany, and I actually, I actually wasn't even going to come to the conference, and then Susie sent me an email, and she's like, do you want to paint? And I'm like, oh, I love painting. Yes. It was a no-brainer. So I drove all the way from Wisconsin, and and I actually had no idea what I was going to paint. Usually I kind of have an idea just before I come. And I had nothing. I was even praying. I'm like, God, what do you want me to paint? And just got nothing and stood up in front of the canvas. And all of a sudden, I closed my eyes and the music started. And I just saw this picture of this angel. And at first, it didn't have the colors in it. I just saw like gold. And I started with red. If anybody watched me, it was all red. And you might have thought, well, but you know, you could have left the red out and it would have been easier to paint. But I felt like the red was the blood of Christ, and it was there before anything. Even like before the foundations of the world, God, Jesus' blood was just there, and it covered everything. And so then I started drawing the angel, and kind of the red kind of smeared in the wing, and I'm like, oh. But then all of a sudden I closed my eyes and I saw all these other colors. I'm like, ooh, it's perfect. So I just kind of went with it. And I closed my eyes again and I saw the angel holding a sword and just like fighting on our behalf. And the white on the side is just kind of like the glory of God coming off of the angel. And I have somebody in mind, but they're not here to give it to. So.
Thank you, Brittany, for coming all the way from Wisconsin. Okay. Oh, thanks, God, for what you're doing. Man, that was a lot of good words that just got released. I'm just going to soak that in. Let's see. I'm going to move this down 1 second. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay, I'm going to read a scripture verse for us because that'll make this meeting legal. Thank you so much, painters, and just everybody that shared about what was going on today. Can we just clap for everybody that shared again? The atmosphere is just like pregnant in here, just with like 1,000 different things being released. It's almost like I can just sense like angels in the spirit. It's like in Genesis where it says he's hovering over the surface of the deep and he's about to just call things forth. And I just feel like even tonight, God's just calling us forth. He's calling our dreams forth. And, you know, that's that Genesis 1 passage. He hovered over the surface of the deep. And then he began to speak and he began to speak and he began to speak and he began to speak. So he's speaking now. There's a lot that's been released. And we just tune our hearts into you, Papa God, just to hear what you're speaking, God, just to call us forth. We recognize you're hovering over our lives. God, we recognize the depths that's here, God, and we recognize what you're calling forth, what you're creating, and what you're recreating here in this place. So I want to encourage you, if you want to pay attention to what's going on up front, if you want to get lost in your own world with the Lord and just have a conversation with him, it's almost like I see like keys just dropping into people's hearts, into people's spirits, like there's things that have been locked up or they've been bound, and some of that, it's not necessarily even that it was bad, it's like there's books in the Bible that said they were sealed up for a time and then they were to be released. And so I feel like some of us have had like an angst where it's like, I try to make this happen and it's not working. I try to make it happen and it's not working. We don't have to get introspective and think that that's a bad thing, but it just feels like tonight is just an unlocking night and there's just a time where he's just like the keys dropping in the slot. It's turning, the door is opening, and there's just that fresh release. And the passage, one of the main passages I just want to kind of anchor us in tonight is Hebrews 13:12, where it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. And I just want to share just a little bit of my journey in creativity. And we've got a couple other fun interactive things we're going to do tonight. And Lord, help me see where to go with this. But hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when a desire comes, it's a tree of life. And what we were talking about this morning is we have to believe God's really good for us and that we can receive from him for us. You know, he's our good papa. We're the good kids. It's not just so we can go and bless everybody else. And part of my, just a brief history with my journey in creativity, you know, I shared last night, you know, I always thought I was a creative person. I went to Reading. People say you're an artist. And I got exposed to kind of a kingdom creative culture there. I once made a business card. My first year in the school of ministry, I decided to make this epic business card and put everything on it that I thought God was saying I was, even though I didn't feel like I was, and then just see what happened. So I got this pink business card with like a paintbrush and a paint bucket, and I put Christian DiArpa, and then I put like preacher, writer, photographer, painter. I mean, I had probably like 10 things on this card. It's the most ridiculous business card. And I put all this stuff on there. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm walking in this, but God, I know this is true over my life. And then I started like passing out business cards with my information on it. And I thought, why did I put photographer on that? Like, I don't do photography. Within 2 weeks of printing that card, I started selling my photography and showing my photography. And people who were photographers are like, we really like your photography. And I started getting prophetic words about that. And so, you know, there's just a power of declaration, of just declaring those things over your life. Just saying I'm an artist, saying I do this. We take what God says in heaven, what's true, and we pull that reality into the earth. Like David in his day, he worshipped, you know, we talk about the tabernacle of David. Like he brought people along around the tabernacle and they worshipped 24/7 in that place where before in the Old Covenant, if somebody went into the Holy of Holies and they had any sin on them or it wasn't the Day of Atonement, they'd be like struck dead. They had to wear bells on their garments so they could hear moving around in there. And if they stopped jingling, then they knew they were dead. They'd pull them out. That was pretty intense stuff. And David's like, well, I'm a friend of God, so I'm just going to go into his presence all the time and put a bunch of people in there. And that shouldn't have been allowed in his day in that covenant, but he was a friend of God, so he pulled something from a greater reality into his day. And the Lord tells us in the Lord's Prayer, pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so there's things that are reserved for a different time that's true. Oh, yeah, in heaven this is true. In heaven that's true. In heaven that's true. Well, we pull that into today. If David could pull things only reserved from the New Testament into the Old, how much more can we pull what's in heaven into our day when Jesus told us this is how we're supposed to pray and this is what we're supposed to do? So we are going to take some time, getting ahead of myself, but we're going to take some time in a little bit just to sit in heavenly places with the Lord and just dream with him and see how he sees our dreams and see how he sees us and see his perspective on things. I have a friend who's a book writer, and he says, Kristen, writing a book's easy. You just go to heaven with Jesus and you sit there and you look at your book and then you just write it on the earth. So I guess we could say that with anything, because in heaven, everything's finished. Like, God's outside of time. So, like, before we started this conference, it was already done. It was already accomplished. We just received the fullness of what's already happened, and then we step into that, and we just walk that out. And we can apply that with any single area. So I was in Reading and started walking in these different things. We're doing art conferences all over the world and seeing people. You know, I have my friend Francesco. He would go out on the street and he'd like make a chalk circle and he'd get a word of knowledge for somebody as they walk by. And he's like, you have pain in your right leg. They're like, yeah, I do. He's like, walk inside this circle. Okay. How's it feel? Oh, the pain's gone. Awesome. Well, God just healed you. You know, it's like, there's nothing magic about a chalk circle, but he just put that there. He prayed over that spot and it was this out of the box creative idea. And so these were my friends in Reading that I was walking with. And we just got to just see God do incredible things, just put his glory on display. But even though I saw so much of this expressed and happen, there's something inside of me that it just took a while to believe that God was still really good for me. It's like I'd seen him do all these things for other people. But that thing about, well, what about me and what about the desires of my heart? Will that really happen? And, you know, about a year ago today, I came home from a time of extended time in ministry and traveling and all of that. And although externally everything was very successful, internally I pretty much felt like a failure and a fraud. And I came home feeling very broken, which is all lies from the enemy. But, you know, the enemy, he can only push on those spots really in our life that are weak and need a change anyway. So when that attack comes, it's just an opportunity to get healed up from the Lord, get strong from the inside and gain some new ground. So I had come home and I had done all this art and I spent almost a year almost refusing to do art or to really paint. I went through a time where I would get angry when I painted or tried to express myself because I couldn't get it to look like I wanted, or I couldn't experience the presence of God in that place. And God just brought such a breakthrough to my life. And I just want to speak into the dreams and the desires of our hearts to say, God's really good for you. And he's got these things for you personally. You're going to change the world and you're going to shift society, but you're going to receive that key in your heart first to unlock that. And for me in my journey, some of that's even just come the last few months, even after, actually, you know, we talked about doing this conference, and I thought, well, this is going to be interesting, God, because you're going to have to shore up some stuff on the inside to make this happen. And it was just probably a month and a half ago, I was praying with some people, and they tried to get me to say, Lord, it's okay just to play in your presence, and I couldn't even speak out the word play, because it was just something God was bringing breakthrough in my life. Now here, what was the Lord releasing this morning was all about play, and there's prophetic songs about play. And so I want to encourage you for your own life, even those areas that have been a struggle or they've been a contention or a wrestling, that breakthrough is for you and it's for the body of Christ around you. And so don't give up hope and don't give up heart. And that breakthrough, there's a shift that's coming just tonight in those areas. And I just want to encourage you, if there's any of you, you know, sometimes as believers, it's like, hey, we're great. I'm good. How you? I'm good. I'm fine. And inside it's like, no, I'm dying, actually. I feel horrible, but I don't know how to say that to anybody. So God's just going to speak and release into those places in our dreams tonight. And there's just, you know, there's no guard or anything that we have to have up from him. And, you know, just in my journey, I've come to a place now where it's like I can create and I can play and I can just have all those things that I always saw him do for others and I saw him do through me, but now I'm seeing him do in me first. And that might not be your story and that might not necessarily apply to you, but that applied to me. And I spent a time and I was with my family at my church and I kind of had time where I thought, what if I don't do anything for you? Will you still like me? And they did.
they really did, and I didn't perform for them, and I didn't perform for God, and they still liked me, and God still likes me, and God still likes you, whether you create or not. Like the thing we listened to this morning with Graham Cook, whether you ever seek him out, whether you ever do another thing for him, God's adamantly pursuing you. He's adamantly seeking you, and he delights in you, and from that place, we have to create, because we have to be in tune with our heart. And if we're in tune with our heart and we're in tune with God's heart, then out of that is a wellspring of life. Guard your heart, for out of this place comes the wellspring of life. And I just want to encourage you guys in this journey. Here's a funny story for you. I was painting in Reading this last fall, and I was in this place of just angst and frustration with the Lord. It's like, God, this is working for others. I'm not connecting with me personally on this. I'm up on stage in like front of 1,000 people. And I'm painting, and I can't get it to look like anything I want, and I get really angry, and I say, I'm going to mess up this painting. I'm just going to make it really ugly, because I have to keep painting, because I'm part of the worship team, and I'm up here, and I'm in front of a bunch of people. So I tried to just make it really ugly and messy, but still look like I was doing something, and I was having a wrestling match with God. Now, I've never seen a pastor actually participate with a painting in the service there, ever. And one of the pastors comes up to me, and he's like, what does this painting mean? I'm like, I said, I don't know. And what I'm really thinking is, I don't know, and I don't care, and I'm really upset, and, you know, I just tried to destroy this thing, and what's the deal with all this stuff anyways? But I didn't say that. I just said, you know, I don't know. And so he's really excited, and I'm like, what are you so excited about? Now, he goes up, and he has this whole word for the church based on this painting. And I'd been painting, like, a blue door or something. And he goes, and he tells the whole church, and he says, I saw Kristen up there, and she was painting a blue door, but the Lord said it needed to be green. And then I looked up at the end, and it was a big green painting. I just painted this whole board, this ugly color green. And he had this whole word for the church about how green means go, and it's this whole new season, and it's this whole shift of going into a time of green and green life. And he had a song about green, and his son had this word about green. And I'm just standing there, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I tried to mess up. I tried to destroy it, and I was upset with you, and you still used me. So God is bigger than us wrestling or different attitudes or struggles that we have. And so if we've said it before, I'll just say it again. We just give you permission to be you, give you permission to just be whatever stage you're at, whatever place you're at. And know God's using you even more than you know, even more than you think, every moment, every thought. He's speaking to us all the time. And if we can just brush off the thing where it's like, I got to try to do everything right, or I got to perform, or, you know, I got to get the right word, or what exactly does this color mean, because I'm trying to do prophetic art. You know, it's like we could get religious about all kinds of things. But that's not the point. The point is Papa God and his heart and his love for us as his kids. And Kat, I want to invite you, as I'm sharing, to come up and grab your sculpture, because Kat has a sculpture she's going to share with us on this point. You know, but everybody has a story. Everybody has a journey, and that's life. But there's a community of people here. There's a community, and there's a family here, and there's something God's establishing in this region, that it's a safe place to try. It's a safe place to fail. When there's a dad in the home, that means that there's safety just to go for it and mess up and go for it and mess up and go for it and mess up. If we demand perfection before we start, we're never going to get anywhere. And there's so many creative ideas that God's going to download to us. And I'm really excited to hear about Kat's sculpture, and she's dancing over here. So I'm going to let her share whatever is on her heart and what God's releasing with this.
Sure. This is when I was trying to think of something to do for this weekend for you guys, in the same aspect of awakening dreams. He gave me the words, pulling back the veil. So he's removing the veil from your eyes so that your dreams can be seen by you. So this is for you guys.
We want to... Yeah, make sure it dries. So she's going to put that over here, and we're going to display that. Joanne, do you want to... Sweet. You guys all should have gotten a piece of paper when you came in here tonight. Is there anybody that needs a piece of paper? And if you need one, could you raise your hand? And my team, I guess Amy and Christina,
will help you get a piece. And you do have a lot of paper. Yeah, just white piece of paper. So we're just going to start with the paper now. The leaf is going to be for something else in a minute here. So white paper, and then if you guys need pens, we're going to do a time just of dreaming with the Lord here and just writing our dreams down. So as we're getting that handed out, could we turn the keyboard on up here? That'd be awesome. Right now, you just need your paper and you need a pen. Now, if you need a pen, everybody's got paper. If you need a pen, raise your hand. And our team's going to help get you some pens. Okay, if you got your hand raised for a pen, she's going to get you a marker or a pen or some kind of creative writing utensil. I just want you guys just to close your eyes. And we're just going to go just into a time of just dreaming with the Lord for what the dreams of our heart look like. So I want you to ask Jesus just to show you a place that he wants to bring you. You can just close your eyes, just soak with him, just listen to the music. And just in your heart, just be at a place of peace and rest. And I want you just to imagine Jesus, just imagine him just in front of you. You might get a picture of him, you might just have a sense that he's there. And let's just pray out loud together. Let's just say, Jesus, show me my dreams. Desires of your heart, those things you've maybe secretly wanted to do since you were little, even if it seems insignificant or even if it seems huge. And I want you just to see those things from heaven's perspective. What we look like, God, in heavenly places, Lord, as we're fulfilling the dreams of our heart, God, and the dreams of yours. And I want to just give you permission to imagine with the Lord. Some of us can go to this place real easy. We start imagining and picturing. And I just declare a release if anybody just feels like they just need an extra grace to press into this. This is like daydreaming. This is the renewed imagination. This is the sanctified imagination. Sometimes you gotta like start the car going before you can steer it. So it's okay to start your imagination going. And just imagine with God. And as you're imagining with him in this place, I want on your piece of paper, I want you to draw or write those dreams that are on your heart. Those desires fulfilled, what are they? I want to start a business. I want to get married. I could write a number one song on the radio.
we're just going to camp in this spot just for a minute of just letting the Lord just awaken the dreams and desires of our heart. And Joanne's just going to sing over you just for a couple minutes. God, I just speak that awakening of destiny into every one of our hearts, God. We just release those keys into our hearts, God, the turning of the lock, God, the opening up, God, the revelation of your goodness for us personally, God, that unlocks a grace and a destiny for society around us, Father God. Some scriptures over us about trees of life. Ezekiel 47:12. Along the bank of the river, on this side and on that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will wither, the leaves will not wither, their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine. And these are the trees on either side of the river of living water that flows from the temple, under the threshold of the temple. And as the waters reach the sea, they bring healing. I'm going to read to us Revelation 22. It says, "He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." And I just want to invite you guys just to open your eyes and to just to look with me at the art we have on either side of the room. We've got trees. Some look more like trees than others on the left and the right side of the room. We've got one up here. Last night, we prophesied into the seven mountains of society, the different areas of society, for ourselves and for the region. And we felt like as we were praying into this conference, and I felt like the Lord was saying, you know, we talk about the seven mountains, but these mountains are also like, they're like trees. And we're talking about trees of life, and we're talking about trees along the rivers of water, which is fitting because I guess we're at, you know, Living Waters Church. I just realized that now. That's great. So we have the trees on the side of Living Waters. Okay, that's good. Your dream and you being you is going to help make these trees, these areas of society, come to full life. The dreams that you have, they're like leaves that are for the healing of the nations. As you step up into what God has for you, you release healing and breakthrough and destiny to others. And so we also got tonight, most of us should have gotten a leaf. And now if you didn't get a leaf, I want you to raise your hand. We're going to get one passed out to you. I want us to do a prophetic act with this tonight. I want you to take your dream. Now, a lot of you, we got a lot of dreams. We got a lot of areas. So you can do this for more than one area. And we've got plenty of leaves that are around the room. But we're gonna play some music. We're just going to go into a time of writing down what your dream is on that leaf. And then I want you to see which area of society that leaf fits within. Now, along the room, we have more leaves, and we have pens, and we have tape at every single one of these trees. And I'll go through what each one is. But your dream, your desire fits within one of these areas of society. And I want you to do a prophetic act, to write what that is on that leaf, and then to actually go put it on that tree, to say, I'm going to step out in what God's given me to do in the desire of my heart. And by doing that, I'm declaring life over this area of society in my region. Does that make sense? Okay. So I'm going to go through what the different areas are here. Back here in the corner, we've got business. And over here in the middle, it's a little hard to read it. That one's an arts and entertainment one. These trees, by the way, we did these at the house in worship this last weekend. We had artists from 8 to 50-some years old who did these and just wanted to release the presence of the Lord here. So we've got business, arts and entertainment, education. Up front, we've got the media tree. No, we got the little Facebook symbol going on that one. Over here on the side, we've got religion. Joanne did this tree, so she put relationship on the bottom. So by religion, we mean Christianity, you know, the kingdom that fits within that one. It is about relationship. It's a good word, Joanne. And the tree in the middle here with the hands going up, that was the tree of family. And the tree in the back over here is the tree of government. And so you've all got a leaf. And if you haven't done so already, I want you to write your dream on it. And then as that's written, we're going to just take some time. And I want you to go up and put it on one of these trees. And if you've got more dreams, more areas you want to go, there's lots of leaves around the room. And I want you to pick those up and then put that on the tree. And we're just going to stand back and see what our dreams look like as they bring life to society. You guys ready? Okay. Ready, set, go. We're just gonna take some time. We're just gonna mingle around the room. That dream on there, as you put that on that tree, I want you to see that as an act that says, as I come fully alive, others are coming fully alive. Now there's duct tape there, might be a little hard to tear. And some of your dreams might fit into multiple areas. There's no formality with this. If yours is in two different areas, you can put it on one, or you could do two different ones. It's your choice. And as you do that, let's just speak life to these different areas of society. And my team's around the room, they can help you put things on the different trees.
my team, this is a note from my team, if you brought items to release prophetically tonight that you want to give and you do not need back, I want you to bring those up and we're going to lay them in a line along the front here. We're going to do something different with those than we had planned. If you're not on my team, just ignore this right now. Stuff set up here up at the front. We're going to do something else crazy and fun next. We're going to take a few more minutes here. There's no hurry or rush. I just want to just bless what the Lord's doing as we're just releasing our dreams on these trees. So we're going to continue with the tree leaf thing. If you're in that mode, you're doing that. That's great. If you've already released that, if you're done with the leaves, I want you guys to stand up. And I want everybody to, let's see, how are we going to do this? We're going to do something fun. I got to think of how we want to do this. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to come up front. We have all kinds of different objects that are laid out up here, and a lot of them are pretty random. But instead of our team, we're going to have our team minister. We're going to do some ministry from our team too. But God's released something here. He's opened something here. He's stirring something here. And we're all in this together. So we're going to go into a time where we're just going to be releasing gifts and prophetic acts and words over each other. And I'll walk you guys through this step by step. But what I want you to do first is I want everybody to come up and just pick one item that you're drawn to that's up here on the floor. There's photographs, there's colored pencils, there's leaves, there's pictures. Just take one thing that you feel drawn to. Once you've got your item, we can just kind of step off to the side so other folks can come up. You guys are so fun. Thank you. favorite, if you didn't know that already. I'm his favorite too. Okay, once you've got an object, I know some of us are still getting some, I want you to find a partner, and I'm going to encourage you to actually find somebody maybe you don't know real well, but I'll leave that up to you. So if you've got something, everybody pair up with somebody. Still needs a partner. If you need a partner, raise your hand. Okay, we need. Do you guys want to be partners? Okay. We need a partner up here. Do you guys need a partner? Sweet. We're going to release our keyboardist to jump in and play with everybody too. So could we put like some kind of like fun but not too loud music on? Is that a broad enough category for you? Okay. All right, now Joanne needs a partner. Who else still needs somebody? All right, you and you guys. Okay. So grab, you guys got your images? Get an image. So this is what, as we're getting our music on back there, this is what we're doing. This is the flow of the logic and the reasoning here. You guys, you've gotten kind of a soaking time with the Lord, albeit short, and I encourage you to press into that more later for what your dreams are. And now you've made a prophetic declaration and act to release that and how that's going to go into society. Now what we're doing next is, out of the overflow of that, we're going to release life and dreams and destinies into our partner. So we've received, we've declared, we've gained ownership of that, and now we're going to speak that forth. So everybody raise your hand. Okay, you're the ministry team. And everybody raise your hand. You're going to get ministered to. So this is about the body, every one of us filling our role and doing our part. And so we're going to put the music up, and we're just going to release you guys into what I'm going to have a little encouraging free-for-all time. So you've got an image, you've got a picture, that's for your partner. And yes. So now what I want you to do is I want you to ask the Lord, what does this mean for my partner? Do you need a partner? You got one? Okay. Okay, so you're going to ask the Lord what that means for your partner. And I don't care if it's zany, if it's silly, if it's off the wall, this is the time to take a risk. And God only has good and encouraging things to say over us. So if it's good, if it's encouraging, go step out a limb and tell them what that means for them. And we're just going to take some moments and just minister each other doing that.
That is really powerful. Who you?
who are you gonna give that to?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Did you get some to give? Did you get a partner?
Yeah.
Sweet. What did you get from your partner?
A vase.
Cool. What's it mean?
He said art, and he said that he thinks that I'm creative.
Are you partners?
Sweet. Yeah. That's very true. You're multifaceted, like this. See, like, look at all the pictures, all the houses. Like, they're all, like,
yep.
They're all different. Like, you've got a lot of talents. You've got a lot yep. of abilities inside of you. So that's for you.
Thanks.
Cool.
I can't.
You guys are doing awesome in our encouraging free-for-all time. If you haven't switched yet, I want you guys to switch partners. And so stay with your partner, but if both of you have not shared yet, have the other person share. And if anybody wants more pictures or another item to give to your partner, there's more up here. Come get them. Yeah, you're actually giving the item, giving the picture to your partner with the word and what it means for them. Then they're going to take that home. And then we're just going to pray over each other and just pray blessings. Just release that word that God's given you for them. Extra pictures. We can put them on the chairs here if people want. But we're going to do something different up here. Yeah, get everything and we'll just kind of
stack them on a couple chairs.
Yeah, we can just kind of put them up on the stage there.
Get them on the step or the stage?
Up on the stage is good. Waters and greater mysteries. Very cool. I liked your stuff. Yeah, you guys are awesome. You cut past the red tape.
I don't know what that means, but hallelujah.
Red tape is like getting caught up in like details of bureaucracy or crap, basically. And if you cut past it, it's just like, psh, that stuff doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to rules. Is that what we're talking about?
You cut past crap.
I'm a rebel. Yeah, that I do.
Is that okay to say?
No BS allowed.
That's a good word. They're getting blessed. And activate it. Hopefully it works. All right, as we're wrapping up and as you're wrapping up praying for your partner, I'm going to invite my team to come up and we are going to do a fire tunnel. And we're going to pray for everybody. This is going to be our creativity fire tunnel. So I want to release a testimony to you guys about a creativity fire tunnel that I think is pretty cool. We had a guy come to the writers' conference when I was in California. He walked through a fire tunnel at this writers' conference. He received such a download, such an impartation for writing that he went home and wrote the equivalent of what should have taken him like 6 months to write in a single weekend. He started getting downloads for government writings. He started getting downloads for books. And I think he even was doing some things in like international politics in Russia and got some insight into some governmental things there because of writing insight he received from a fire tunnel. So as our team is just gathering up here, we're just going to stir up the atmosphere and just the faith for what are the creative downloads you want to receive. There's people that can pray. They can pick up an instrument and they can just play it perfectly. There's people that just start painting. There's things that take skill, but there's things God can just download in a moment. So what's going to happen is we're going to come through on this side, and we're going to walk this way. So you're going to walk from the right of the room to the left, and we're just going to lay our hands on you and just declare impartation and the fire and the goodness of God. And you're going to get everything that God's got for you to get and get all filled up. So, all right, so guys, come through the fire tunnel, and then we are dismissing for the night. Anybody that's part of the prayer team or the ministry team here at the church and you want to join in the fire tunnel, come on through, tap on to the end, and just receive. Okay, imagine you're getting the Frappuccino, you got the straw in the Frappuccino, and you're getting all the little bit of goodness out of the bottom there. Just make that sucking sound in your spirit of all the goodness God's got for you. And come on through.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. If you live in or are planning to travel to the Elk River area, we invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service at 9:30 a.m. each week. For directions and to learn more about our church, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org.